yourself young. I miss the hood when I'm traveling. Get neck when I'm traveling. Six pack wood when I'm traveling. The Lex cause the click fit good in a caravan. Slide through your hood like an avalanche. 101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, listen, Truth Nation. Today we are talking about friendship, sisterhood, motherhood. I got my best friends pulling up at 5:30. We're going to have some real conversations. But right now, if you know me, you know one thing's for sure, two things for certain. The community comes first. We got 414 life in the building. What's the word?
Man, what's the word?
Listen, so you guys have the community impact series happening, right?
That is correct.
Tell us about what's going on August 15th and what the community can expect.
Man, what the community can expect, man, just a whole bevy of services and resource information for the community. We decided to partner with Student Transportation of America, known as Lakeside Bus Company, as well as Health Connections Incorporated, which is founded and ran by the first African-American woman in the state of Wisconsin to have a wellness and health clinic.
Yeah.
So, Erica Sinclair. So we all collaborated to bring this to life. Historically, Forum for Life has been able to do community impact series where we try to bring the local people in the neighborhood, mom and pops.
Yeah.
Bring people together for healthy conversations. And this was an opportunity, since it was the summer months, to really make it a larger event.
Yeah.
And so we offering all kind of resources. We got giveaways. We touching on four major parts that impact the community, which is community outreach, mm-hmm. violence prevention, health and wellness, and the faith-based community as well.
So to, again, before you came on, we were talking about having a conversation about women, sisterhood, motherhood, you know, relationships, all of that, right? And the reason why I bring that up is because as a mother, I have a son who is 19 years old. I have a black boy in this world. And just like many other mothers, we go through things with our children, but there is a different sense of fear that a mother has when she has a black son because of the things that's happening throughout this city. Can you please inform us on the resources that 414 Life has when it comes to working with mothers and their children, especially the at-risk youth?
So we have a couple of different programs, one being a program through Milwaukee County called Credible Messenger Program.
Mm-hmm.
And with Credible Messenger, what we do is transformative mentoring. That's the prevention piece of how we kind of help families navigate. So we not only just do the mentoring with the young person, but we also work with the entire family as a whole.
Yeah.
And so we try to take a holistic approach to be able to make some changes within that piece. And we support the mothers heavily by offering additional programming through that. At the medical college, we have a program called the ME program, which simply is encompassing home buying, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bevy of things that cost social deterrence, and we offer them opportunities to also be incentivized through the program.
Yeah.
But not just being incentivized, but also being able to move people from being in survival mode,
yeah,
to have a more long-standing life, more long-term, helping people plan their more long-term goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this Saturday, right?
Yeah.
August 15th. So who can we expect at this event? What vendors?
Oh, man, listen. Right now we got about close to 100 vendors.
Come on now.
Scheduled to be in the place. But we do have special guests. Shout out to Black Shife. He'll be in the building,
yeah,
with some of our entertainment. Miss Imani going to be here. We got AMPM, the community choir, coming to, you know, serve us a,
yeah,
selection. We also we have honorees that's within the community that's working in each of the areas that I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to be honored for the work that they're doing in the community as well. In addition to that, shout out to the Missing Piece. They'll be in the building. They'll be bringing some horses and giveaways. Dr. Saquana Taylor will be in the building.
Yeah. You said horses? I'm there. I love horses. I'm there.
So we just wanted to be able, for the northern corridor of our city,
mm-hmm,
there has been complete desert in a lot, in all of the resources.
So
the,
for people who aren't aware, what specific area is the Northern Corridor?
So the Northern Corridor consists of like the Mill Roads, the, the Mill Roads, the Good Hopes, the Bradley Roads, the way out, you know, north of 60th Street.
Yep.
In those areas. So Lakeside had a huge parking area. And so that was one of the biggest draws because it sets right in the middle of one of those areas off like 71st and Mill Road.
Yep.
And so that's an opportunity for people in those areas because they in walking distance, there's nowhere to really go, even though there are a lot of churches and there are a lot of, you know, mega churches and all those things. But those people come in. And it's no knock to them. They just come in, they go to service, they do their work, and then they go, you know. But then the community is still left with themselves, you know, and there's no resources. So it was an opportunity for us to be able to kind of like, hey, look, let's put it right here and let's see what draw we can get and then pull on our partners. You know, most people that go to these different community resources and events, they have to travel really far, especially those that live on the high numbers or
that's the district up, I ran for. You know? I know exactly what you mean.
So this was a great opportunity for us to be able to partner and kind of do this, you know, do this particular event. And so STA was like, hey, we're having a community day. And it was like, well, we want y'all to be a part of it. And I was like, well, you know, we're doing our community impact series. And it was like, well, look, let's put this together. And it just started out with something really small. And then before we knew it, just kind of blew up to, you know, like this event. So I'm like, hey, you know, the community needs to know because there'll be something there for everyone. We got to a place where all the faith-based, whether you're Muslim or Christian or whatever, you know, we got prayer tents to be able to give people prayer and have folks in the building to be able to give some counsel. We also have health. We also have health screenings. Health Connections will be doing some health screenings.
Yeah,
especially men with colorectal cancer getting early pre-screened and those type of things going on. So we definitely got we got a lineup. We got definitely got a lineup that we know that's going to make an impact, and that's why we call it the Community Impact Series because we want to tap into the places that have the most impact on people.
Yes. And shout out to Lakeside. Fun fact, when I was starting my music career, actually when I was in the height of my music career in my early 20s, I used to work at Lakeside. So I was driving buses and going to the studio in between and went back to work and was driving buses after that. So to see that they're still involved in the community is simply amazing. When you say Community Impact Series, the word series means that there's multiple events. So break it down for us. What all do you guys have going on?
So check this out. So Community Impact Series, it was designed initially to do quarterly, have different events quarterly. And big shout out to the very first one was with Ajumu and Fathers Making Progress. We was able to have intergenerational conversations.
Yeah.
And we had some mom and pops come. Shout out to Bake Dreams for catering our very first one. Shout out to, you know, just shout out to everybody that was involved in that particular space. And we were able to just give people an opportunity to come together and talk, you know, and do some really impactful work, some heart work. And and so that turned into the next part, which Sarita Valman, who does the on 98.3, I know we don't shout out other stations, but she came in and did a thing about pain and trauma in our bodies, you know. And we had so many young people that were involved in that space. And shout out to Imani Place for hosting it.
Absolutely.
So they hosted it, and we were able to use vendors. What's my girl in Sherman Phoenix? Oh my gosh, she gonna kill me too, Latanya. Her space. She catered the food. It was really good, and we were able to bring vendors and people from across the city to support those young people that was dealing with pain in their body due to the traumas that they've been carrying from over time. And it was just a great event. So those were like the first two, you know. And then shout out to Too Real. He came in and did another Community Impact Series, which was Be the Message, which turned into like a 4 to 6 week course where we was allowing young people to be able to express their voices, learning how to podcast, but also understanding, asking the right questions amongst each other so that they're able to see each other.
What is this? I want to ask you something. What does this work mean to you?
What it means to me, man. This work means to me, it means everything to me. When I say everything, it means like when you dealing with people that are at the intersection of hopelessness and sadness.
Yes.
Then violence is the only thing, is the most natural reaction.
Yeah.
So in order to prevent violence, we have to bring people to a place of, pull them out of that place of hopelessness.
Yes.
So when they don't have no hope, you know, then, you know, it's just like anything. When you give up and you're mad about something, it didn't go your way, what's your first reaction? You're going to swing on something.
Yeah.
You ready, you know. And so just imagine how many people in our city are walking around carrying that. When they walk to their neighborhoods, there's no banks.
Yes.
There's no grocery stores. There's
no
shopping centers. There's, you know, and they look around and all they got is each other. And so where does that pain go?
Yeah.
You know, and so a lot of our young people, even adults, we don't even know half the time we carry in this pain until something triggers it. You know, we look at some of the shootings and some of the things that happen, and you'd be like, when you finally find the root cause of what happened, you'd be like, why did that just happen over this? And we minimize that, but we don't know why that was a trigger for them.
Yes. You know? And first and foremost, we got to go to break. But before we do, I want to commend you both because you just mentioned that you left a crime scene, right?
Yeah.
So for the listeners who are unaware, this is everyday life for the 414 staff. You're here promoting an event to try and save people from going through the very thing that you just left. And that is, first and foremost, I commend you for keeping your sanity, right? Because as a person in the community, when you're faced and you have to go to these scenes, you still got to do the work. But that's a lot to carry on yourself. And then turn around, try and bring these very people who are involved in these situations to events like this. So I got to give y'all flowers for that. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about the Community Impact Series happening Saturday, August 15th. What you can expect, the vendors that will be there in Milwaukee. We need y'all to pull up. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Another one of those. This is for my Q. Down to earth, rest in peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know.
You know 101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, listen, we got some special guests in the building. 414 Life is here. They are conducting a Community Impact Series, and this is happening Saturday, August 15th. There will be community resources, but check this out. This is not just a, hey, we're having an event and there's resources. No, these are strategic resources in an area that is lacking resources. And don't be one of the people that's like, this is another event. No, if it's something you need, health insurance, whatever it is, go. Take the time out to go. Dorian, thank you for tapping in with us. Can you give us more information about some of the vendors and resources that you guys will have this Saturday at the event?
Man, we're going to have so many cool, dope vendors that offer a plethora of so many different services. We'll have Five Star that'll be there. Five Star offers a plethora of different certifications that you can receive, and they offer all of these things free of charge. They also have a space where the youth can come in and they get a plethora of different activities that they can do. They offer wrestling, basketball clinics. You can get trained in childcare, get your CNA certifications. All of those things. Planned Parenthood will be there. We'll also have the Sojourner Family Peace Center will be down there. And just so many other different people. Children's Hospital will be down there as well.
Yes. So what can the people expect as far as, because we know that we have events and we have vendors, right? It's one thing to give out information. It's another thing to actually take action in the middle of the event. So you guys have vendors who have informative, they're informative, they have information, but then you have actual activations happening there as well, right? What are some of those activations that you guys have where people, I know you mentioned, Dave, something about therapy or counseling service on site?
Yeah, definitely. We have a couple of mental health professionals that will be in the building to be able to support people that need, you know, just somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dr. Tony Whitley, who will be there supporting us from the Movement 9.0. They'll be there helping out, you know, for those that need any additional, like, maybe spiritual support.
Yeah.
But in addition, just being able to talk, our Form for Life staff is trained in.
Yes.
In those matters as well.
Yeah.
So no matter what walk of life, there'll be somebody there to help address whatever you need at that moment.
And then, Dorian, you mentioned that people can actually sign up for insurance, health insurance there as well, right?
Yep, Molina will be there. So people will be able to sign up on the spot. We'll also have Aflac as well. So if you need some car insurance, you ain't riding right.
Them tickets, baby. Them tickets on a whole nother level now. You better get that car insurance. So you guys have mental health specialists. For those who are just now tuning in, 414 Life will have a community impact series happening this Saturday, August 15th. Where is this happening at again?
So it'll be down at Lakeside Bus Company.
What's the street?
7116 West Mill Road, 71st and Mill Road. Yeah. So once you turn off Mill Road, coming down 76, going eastbound, you'll definitely see it.
Yeah. So outside of the resources that you guys have this Saturday, I know a lot of people in the community, a lot of parents who have lost a child or who are going through things with their children. So amongst the resources that will be there, you guys are a resource as well. So for those who are joining, can you kind of reiterate the services you provide? Because that will be offered to the attendees as well, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So our main resources, we do transformative mentoring, conflict resolution. So if there's any neighborhood conflicts or any ongoing things, we have people there that are trained in de-escalation and conflict resolution. So we definitely we have those services as well. But also those that may be suffering from like housing resources or we may need food resources. We are a hub to be able to support families that need those, especially victims, people that have been victims of violence. And we also have ways to be able to support, connect them to other people in the community.
Yeah.
So we serve like a liaison to the community. As far as making sure you get what you need.
Got you. Okay, so how can local organizations get involved?
Well, as a community program coordinator, y'all can always hit me up. You can always look me up. I'm on LinkedIn. You can always find us on the website as well. We're on the medical college. You can look at 414 Life and you'll find me. Call me, text me, email me. My face-to-phone ratio is pretty high.
Yes, yes. So... again, I want to, those who are listening, 414 Life does a tremendous amount of work throughout the city. And I am asking you, if y'all rock with me, I'm asking this as a personal favor to make sure you attend this event. And because I get so many calls a day about resources. And then I say, hey, there's an event happening, and nobody shows up. There is an event happening. Please show up. Show up. Whether you need health insurance, show up, whether you need violence prevention information, whatever the case may be, you don't know until you show up. There is help. You just have to show up. How can they reach you if they want to be involved outside of the event that's happening Saturday?
Outside of the event Saturday, if they want to reach us, you can always look at our Facebook page. We have just 414 Life MKE. You can also tap in with us directly through our LinkedIn and various pages, our Instagram pages. We do answer all inboxes and DMs. We answer direct calls. Our number and information is definitely on there. And we try to make sure we keep it privatized to the people that we're serving because, you know, Milwaukee ain't but two people away from each other. So we want to make sure that we hold confidentiality with people so that we could be effective in how we move and make sure that folks get exactly what they need.
Absolutely. And this is happening at Lakeside, which is off of 71st and Mill Road, right?
Yes.
So if you live in that area, even if you don't, I don't have to say it. I ran for office in that area for this exact reason as to why y'all are doing the community event, because there is a lack of resources. It has been for some time. We talked about it on the show last week. How they used to have, remember, Mill World Theater and Johnson Park and the bowling alley and all of that stuff. Even when it comes to grocery stores, you know, medication, this specific area is lacking so many resources. So, again, I commend y'all for even just stepping out and doing, you know, this series is needed. Do y'all have any other events coming up after this, or is this the last one?
Well, this will be the first one this on this side in this quarter. So we're looking to make a different next one in the next quarter, though.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to make sure that we have an opportunity to try to reach those that didn't get a chance to reach this time.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure that we reach everyone in these particular areas. And but one of the great things about the Community Impact Series is that transportation will not be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
We have flyers. If you look on our website, check the flyers. We have shuttles. Lakeside provides shuttles at various points in the community to be able to pick people up and drop them off and to this event, because we don't want nobody to miss out. We don't want nobody to let that be a barrier to getting the type of help that they need or the resources. And not just help, but just come out and have a good time.
Yes.
There's a lot of entertainment investment. There's a lot of things to make sure that people come and enjoy themselves and feel the sense of community in a real way.
Yes. Talk about meeting the people where they are. What does that mean? That means y'all don't have no excuse. Y'all don't have no excuse why you should not attend this event. There's flyers. There's shuttles. So if you have transportation issues, Lakeside will be providing that. Is there a specific place where they can pick people up from?
Yeah, we got four stops. North Division High School is one of them. West Care on 4th and Val Phillips, on Val Phillips and Rice Street. And then I think we got two more. We got
The Villa Library.
The Villa Library, for those that are in the Old North area.
Yeah.
The Villa Library. I think we got one more. And I think it's the one by Job Corp.
Job Corp
North. So if you just show up to the stop, man, show up to the stop, no signings, no nothing. You ain't got to do all of that. No, we try to remove all the red tape from that. So we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to get to these places.
Yes.
So that's part of. That's one of the major parts of it, though, is that we're able, that's why, another reason why we're able to partner with STA to be able to do this, because this was like, yo, we need to be able to bring people to the space, you know? And then shout out to Health Connections, because they've been doing colorectal cancer for men and health screenings for alternative lifestyles or whatever, and all kind of things. And so that's a great opportunity if you don't have health insurance or anything like that, but you can get a health screening.
Yeah.
You can get into a place where you can get to start investing in your wellness.
Yes.
And so we just want to have those in place. And so those are our partners for this event. And so we just want to make sure that everyone in the city of Milwaukee, those that are listening, no matter what age you are, we want to be able to support you. So there'll be, like I said, there'll be giveaways, there'll be, you know, computer giveaways. We got household supplies.
Like, y'all brought us some merch, man. Listen, stop shooting, start healing, man. Shout out to 414 Life. Before you guys get out of here, can you reiterate the time, place, and the locations of the shuttles again?
So the times vary. So the times, we'll have shuttles starting at 11 a.m. all the way to 2:30 to 3:30, and then we'll start doing drop offs about 3. But the event time is actually from 10 to 5. 10 to 5, 71st and Mill Road. You can't miss it. We got signs, banners, everything out there for us to be able to, you know, see, to come onto the lot. We also want to give a big shout out to the K9 Bike Motor Club. They'll be giving away book bags, over 200 book bags of school supplies.
Go. Come on, can y'all put me one up?
Yeah. They'll be pulling up, doing their thing, you know, and bringing the bikes out.
Yeah.
So we just we asked the city of Milwaukee that we pray that the rain move and all of that, because we want this to be a beautiful day, and I believe we serve a good God, and God is going to allow this to happen.
Absolutely.
And those that are in the place, that need to be in the place, we want to make an impact.
Absolutely.
And I believe that's what we call to do.
Absolutely. Make sure y'all pull up to Lakeside on 71st and Mill Road this Saturday for the community event. Shout out to 414 Life overall as a whole and all the work that y'all do. Thank y'all so much for pulling up. We got to go to break. When we come back, y'all, what I told y'all, pull up, unpack, and unwind. Ladies edition, my best friends are in the building. It's going down. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.
Pull up on me.
People think I'm crazy, but I love you cause you crazy too.
Radio killer.
Red light special. Undress me under the candlelight. Turned up in this business. Watch me do all of them things you like. I'm ready to go, ready to blow like.
girl Jazz Tyler. Hey, Truth Nation, are your finances low, your mindset off track, or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step towards building a better future. Hey, listen, I told y'all that we had some special guests coming. I'm excited, Truth Nation. I'm excited, man. Listen, pull up. It's time to pull up. They didn't pull up on me. Pull up, unwind. I'm sorry, unpack and unwind, right? So at the top of the show, I explained to you all that I had a conversation with my sister and some of my mentees and my students, and I was noticing, you know, I be in my kids' business, I be in my students' business, and they always arguing over a boy, over backbiting and all this other stuff. And it made me think, you know, what happened to sisterhood? What happened to Black women being genuine friends without the secret competition, without the envy, without all of that? Not only that, just motherhood overall. It's a lot for women in general, the things that we have to go through. And we are trying to get the community back to where we can be a village. The women run the village, right? So we want to display what that sisterhood looks like. And I have a special guest. And let me tell y'all, first of all, to get Sharika to come do this.
Girl.
Me pulling Sharika out to come up here was a lot. You understand? So, again, we got CeCe, Sharika, Kenda in the building. This is the actual first episode, the first show of the Ladies Edition. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
So before we hop into it, I just want everybody to, I want to dig in and invite Truth Nation into my world, with you guys. So if you can kind of explain who you are, what you do, and then I'll, you know, let them know how I met y'all.
All right. So starting off
with me. Excuse me, operations manager.
Yes.
You got to pull the mic.
I'm used to being behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just give them directives from behind. I don't do this for real. But my name is Sierra Brown, a.k.a. CeCe. I am the operations manager here at The Truth Radio.
Yes.
I'm a mom, first and foremost,
yes,
of two beautiful children. I have a girl and boy. Shout out Alicia and King. Hey,
yes.
And me and Jazz actually met just a couple months ago.
Yep. At The Truth.
At The Truth. When we went MBM. Bought over at The Truth. So it's been new, but it's been great.
Yes. Yeah.
Jazz is super dope.
And we are similar in a lot of ways.
We are similar in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Like, we even, full transparency, me and CeCe clashed a little bit. And Biko was like, dude, y'all so much alike, man. I'm trying to tell you, Jazz, she's just like you. And then once I, you know, put the cattiness out the bag, it was just like, it's, you know, I'm not on that type of time. I seen it, and then we end up clicking.
And it's crazy because neither one of us was on that type of time.
Right.
But we thought that both of us was on
that
type
of time.
And exactly. Biko is like, you know, Biko, he's a gem in himself.
Yes.
And what he did with our group, he basically handpicked people that he's worked with over the years. So I've been working with Biko for 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
And Jazz has a similar story. And he's like, look, I've seen y'all grow,
yes,
as women, as mothers. I've seen y'all when y'all were in y'all youth. And he's like, y'all are like dang near the same person for real if y'all stop being so catty.
Yes. Yep.
Get to know each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. All right. Sharika, what's up, Riri?
Hey. I'm here.
She made it.
Tell us a little bit. Tell my listeners a little bit about you.
So I'm Sharika. I go by Rika. I have two kids. Shout out to Jakari and Journey. I love books. I work in the healthcare.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about doing something else though.
Yes. Yeah. So I met Sharika when I was 15 years old working at Midwest Express Center. We got cool because everybody used to say we look alike. Like they thought we were sisters. That's how we ended up becoming friends. Mm-hmm. But Rika she's 3 years older than me. So when I was 15, she was 18. That means she was driving. That means we was outside.
Why are you talking about age?
She had a ride.
So why are you talking about age? We was outside, right? We was outside. And we've been friends for over 20. We've been friends for about 20 years now. Actually, over 20 years. And she is my best friend. She is my sister. She is someone I confide in. She is someone that she has no filter, right? She's going to say whatever it is she needs to say. And if you can't handle it, you got to keep pushing. What's up, Meech? Meech just crashed the ladies' night.
Look, he just crashed the ladies' night.
Don't start with me. Next up, we have Kenda. Thank you. Here comes Z. Now Z want to crash the ladies' night.
He didn't want to be left out.
He didn't want to be left out. To my right, we have Kenda. What's up, Kenda?
Hey, Jazz.
How
Thanks
you
for
doing?
Me.
Absolutely.
Great.
Tell the folks about you.
Sure. So my day job, I'm a talent acquisition manager. I staff healthcare professionals nationwide, mostly in like pharmacy and manufacturing type environments.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I do have my own hobbies. I'm an entrepreneur. I own a sleepwear brand called Beauty Sleep.
Come on now.
I do put wellness and self-care first. That's something I do. And I also host different events.
What you got coming up, man? Because I got to go. I got to go to it. We got to go, for real.
I love that. I got a bingo night coming up at Lush Popcorn.
Yeah.
They're located at 920 East Locust Street. So it's going to be dope. Y'all should come out.
What time?
It's about 4:00. Bingo starts at 5:00.
Yes.
So y'all come through, play some games. There will be prizes. There's gourmet popcorn. There's, like specialized lemonade slushies and all that good stuff. So just come on through and, I would love to see you guys and meet you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, we going. Okay. Yep, absolutely. So I met Kenda through my other best friend, Shanika. Shanika and Kenda are friends, and Shanika introduced me to Kenda. And Kenda, when I met her, she has such a keen spirit, right? And I talked earlier about, you know, me being a girlie's girl and not the fake girlie's girl, like a mean girl. A lot of times it's hard for women to meet and become friends with new women, with other women, because they're mean girls, mm-hmm. right? And when I met her, she was just so like kind, like not nice, but kind and genuine. And she had a similar journey as far as what it was that she wanted to do. So, we befriended each other.
Yes.
And there's three different angles. There's my best friend who has been around for over 20 years. There's Cece, who I met in my career. And then there's Kenda, who I met from another friend. And the reason why I invited these three is because it's important for us to understand sisterhood in every different aspect of our life, our career, our personal life, befriended friends of friends, so on and so on. So let's hop into it. We're going to have some fun. Shout out to the chat. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, Marty. Don't start.
What do you say?
Marty said, Jazzy hang around nothing but baddies.
The alcohol,
and you got to know that.
Huh? The alcohol, yeah, I love him.
No, Al, if you are listening, you have been
shout out to Al.
Yeah,
big he's like out. A part of the crew.
No, yeah. For real, he is.
He call every day.
Al be like that, honey, sugar, ice tea. So, the purpose of us doing this is because when women spend so much time of our lives being something for everybody. A mother, a daughter, a partner, employee, a problem solver, a therapist, all of the above. And sometimes you just need your friends who allow you to just be you. So when we say pull up, that means show up. You don't have to have everything together. Just pull up on me, right? Unpack, we are putting the stuff on the table that women normally carry quietly. And when we talk about unwind, the only difference is we don't have no wine, but typically it will be, you know, that type of situation. We are going to laugh because everything doesn't need a TED talk, right? So let's get into it. Earlier, I was talking about the girl code. And there's three things. One, women telling other women business when they have beef with each other, right? Mm-hmm. Two, women who have issues with their mates. And then when they make up, they go back and don't talk to you. After you just came and then you want me to kumbaya with him, mm-hmm. after you just told me he was acting a fool, not gonna happen, right? I wanna tap into that, but first I wanna ask y'all individually, what does sisterhood mean to you? I wanna start with Rika because a lot of people don't know, and you can elaborate, Rika, but Rika is the only child. And she's only one of the few friends I have that I know that's the only child that don't have the only child syndrome.
You don't think I do?
No. Okay, no.
I think I do.
You think so?
I do.
Well, to me, you don't. I don't know everybody else, but what does sisterhood mean to you?
Sisterhood means to me is just like supporting you.
Yeah.
Right? Supporting, being there for you. What else? Just being loyal.
Yes. Yes.
Being loyal.
Absolutely. Before we go to Cece, Rika summoned Al. We got to answer the call. Al, are you there?
Hey, Al.
Yes, I am. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us. You have been summoned, Al. My best friend, Sharika, she said, where's Al? I have not heard him today. So we wanted you to call in. We are talking about sisterhood, motherhood, all of the above, but specifically friendships and why people go behind their friends back after they end a friendship and tell their business.
Well, that's because they want to be that friend. See, everybody can't be that unique personality that you are. So sometimes they have to feed off your ego, yes. Or sometimes they have to go behind your back because they really want to be you, but they don't have what it takes to make the cut. So you might have those who might just catch an attitude with you for no reason, or if they get in a relationship, all of a sudden they don't keep, they put you on a back burner. They don't want you around because really the person, whoever they with, going to be looking at you. So they always probably bring the jump downs around. So remember this. Remember this, they only brag to people that they feel that's beneath them, because if they bring you around, they feel you would take their shine.
Yes.
You're not taking their shine, you're just being who you are. So I just say that to you ladies, and don't sell yourself short, because tell them, if I was going to be with him, do you think he'd be with you? So they can't accuse you of nothing that you don't want to do, because you don't do the help and you don't take nothing that second. You get yours first off the top, because it's lonely on the bottom.
Mm. Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Al,
y'all,
for tapping
care.
In with us. We got to go to break. When we come back, we are going to talk to Cece and Kendall on a little bit of their background. And we have a scenario, right? We're starting with girl code. Your friend tells you everything her man did while she's mad. 2 days later, they are back posting in matching pajamas. What are you supposed to do with that information? I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
People think I'm crazy, but I love you cause you crazy too.
Radio killer.
Red light special, undress me under the candlelight. Turned up in this business, watch me do all of them things you like. I'm ready to go, ready to blow like Grammy night. In the back of that limousine, Billy Bob and Angeline. All you gotta do is say the word and I'll be right there on it. All you gotta do is say the word.
One-on-1.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. Hey Truth Nation, are your finances low, your mindset off track, or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Erica every first and third Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you take the next step towards building a better future. Hey, listen, I told y'all that we had some special guests coming. I'm excited, Truth Nation. I'm excited, man. Listen, pull up. It's time to pull up. They didn't pull up on me. Pull up, unwind. I'm sorry, unpack and unwind, right? So at the top of the show, I explained to you all that I had a conversation with my sister and some of my mentees and my students, and I was noticing, you know, I be in my kids' business. I be in my students' business, and they always arguing over a boy, over backbiting and all this other stuff. And it made me think, you know, what happened to sisterhood? What happened to black women being genuine friends without the secret competition, without the envy, without all of that? Not only that, just motherhood overall. It's a lot for women in general, the things that we have to go through. And we are trying to get the community back to where we can be a village. The women run the village, right? So we want to display what that sisterhood looks like. And I have special guests. And let me tell y'all, first of all, to get Sharika to come do this.
Girl.
Me pulling Sharika out to come up here was a lot. You understand? So again, we got Cece, Sharika, Kenda in the building. This is the actual first episode, the first show of the Ladies Edition. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all. So before we hop into it, I just want everybody to, I want to dig in and invite Truth Nation into my world with you guys. So if you can kind of explain who you are, what you do, and then I'll, you know, let them know how I met y'all.
So starting off,
excuse me, operations manager. Yes. You got to pull the mic.
I'm used to being behind the scenes. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I just give them directives from behind. I don't do this for real. But my name is Sierra Brown, aka Cece. I am the operations manager here at the Truth Radio.
Yes.
I'm a mom first and foremost.
Yes.
Of two beautiful children. I have a girl and boy. Shout out Alicia and King. Hey,
yes.
And me and Jazz actually met just a couple months ago.
Yep. At the Truth.
At the Truth. When MBM bought over at the Truth. So it's been new, but it's been great.
Yes. Yep.
Jazz is super dope.
And we are similar in a lot of ways.
We are similar in a lot of ways. Yes.
Like, we even, full transparency, me and Cece clashed a little bit. And Biko was like, dude, y'all so much alike, man. I'm trying to tell you that. She's just like you. And then once I, you know, put the cattiness out the bag, it was just like, it's, you know, I'm not on that type of time. I seen it, and then we end up clicking.
And it's crazy, because neither one of us was on that type of time.
Right.
But we thought that both of us was on that type of time. And exactly. Biko is like, you know, Biko, he's a gem in himself.
Yes.
And what he did with our group, he basically handpicked people that he's worked with over the years. So I've been working with Biko for 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
And Jazz has a similar story. And he's like, look, I've seen y'all grow as women, as mothers. I've seen y'all when y'all were in y'all youth. And he's like, y'all are like dang near the same person for real if y'all stop being so catty.
Yes. Yep.
Get to know each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. All right. Sharika, what's up, Riri?
Hey. I'm here.
She made it.
Tell us a little bit. Tell my listeners a little bit about you.
So I'm Sharika. I go by Rika. I have two kids. Shout out to Jakari and Journey. I love books. I work in the healthcare.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about doing something else, though.
Yes. Yeah. So I met Sharika when I was 15 years old working at Midwest Express Center. We got cool because everybody used to say we look alike. Like, they thought we were sisters. That's how we ended up becoming friends. Mm-hmm. But Rika she's 3 years older than me. So when I was 15, she was 18. That means she was driving. That means we was outside.
Why are you talking about age?
She had a ride.
So why are you talking about age? We was outside, right? We was outside. And we've been friends for over 20. We've been friends for about 20 years now. Actually, over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And she is my best friend. She is my sister. She is someone I confide in. She is someone that she has no filter. Right. She's going to say whatever it is she need to say. And if you can't handle it, you got to keep pushing. What's up, Meech? Meech just crashed the ladies' night.
Look, he just crashed the ladies' night.
Don't start with me. Next up, we have Kenda. Thank you. Here comes Z. Now Z want to crash the ladies' night.
He didn't want to be left out.
He didn't want to be left out. To my right, we have Kenda. What's up, Kenda?
Hey, Jazz.
How you doing?
Me.
Absolutely.
Great.
Tell the folks about you.
Sure. So my day job, I'm a talent acquisition manager. I staff healthcare professionals nationwide, mostly in like pharmacy and manufacturing type environments.
Yeah.
But outside of that, I do have my own hobbies. I'm an entrepreneur. I own a sleepwear brand called Beauty Sleep.
Come on now.
I do put wellness and self-care first. That's something I do. And I also host different events.
What you got coming up, man? Because I gotta go. I gotta go to it. I gotta go for real.
I love that. I got a bingo night coming up at Lush Popcorn.
Yeah.
They're located at 920 East Locust Street. Okay. So it's gonna be dope. Y'all should come out.
What time?
It's about 4:00. Bingo starts at 5:00.
Yes.
So y'all come through, play some games. There will be prizes. There's gourmet popcorn. There's like specialized lemonade slushies and all that good stuff. So just come on through, and I would love to see you guys and meet you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going. Okay. Yep, absolutely. So I met Kendra through my other best friend, Shanika. Shanika and Kendra are friends, and Shanika introduced me to Kendra. And Kendra, when I met her, she has such a keen spirit, right? And I talked earlier about, you know, me being a girly's girl and not the fake girly's girl, like a mean girl. A lot of times it's hard for women to meet and become friends with new women, with other women, because they're mean girls, mm-hmm. right? And when I met her, she was just so like kind, like not nice, but kind and genuine. And she had a similar journey as far as what it was that she wanted to do. So, I, you know, we befriended each other.
Yes.
And there's three different angles. There's my best friend who has been around for over 20 years. There's Cece, who I met in my career. And then there's Kendra, who I met from another friend. And the reason why I invited these three is because it's important for us to understand sisterhood in every different aspect of our life. Our career, our personal life, befriended friends of friends, so on and so on. So let's hop into it. We're going to have some fun. Shout out to the chat. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, Marty. Don't start.
What do you say?
Marty said, Jazzy hang around nothing but baddies.
The alcohol,
and you got to know that.
The alcohol, yeah, I love him.
No, Al, if you are listening, you have been
shout out to Al.
Yeah,
big he's like out. A part of the crew.
No, yeah. For real, he is.
He call every day.
Al be like that, honey, sugar, icy. So, the purpose of us doing this is because when women spend so much time of our lives being something for everybody. A mother, a daughter, a partner, employee, a problem solver, a therapist, all of the above. And sometimes you just need your friends who allow you to just be you. So when we say pull up, that means show up. You don't have to have everything together. Just pull up on me, right? Unpack, we are putting the stuff on the table that women normally carry quietly. And when we talk about unwind, the only difference is we don't have no wine, but typically it will be, you know, that type of situation. We are going to laugh because everything doesn't need a TED talk, right? So let's get into it. Earlier, I was talking about the girl code. And there's three things. One, women telling other women business when they have beef with each other, right? Mm-hmm. Two, women who have issues with their mates. And then when they make up, they go back and don't talk to you. After you just came and then you want me to kumbaya with him after you just told me he was acting a fool, not going to happen, right? I want to tap into that, but first I want to ask y'all individually, what does sisterhood mean to you? I want to start with Rika because a lot of people don't know, and you can elaborate, Rika, but Rika is the only child. And she's only one of the few friends I have that I know that's the only child that don't have the only child syndrome.
You don't think I do?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think I do.
You think so?
I do.
Well, to me, you don't. I don't know everybody else, but what does sisterhood mean to you?
Sisterhood means to me is just, like, supporting you.
Yeah.
Right? Supporting, being there for you. What else? Just being loyal.
Yes. Yes.
Just being loyal. For sure.
Absolutely. Before we go to CC, Rika summoned Al. We got to answer the call. Al, are you there?
Hey, Al.
Yes, I am. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Thank you so much for joining us. You have been summoned, Al. My best friend, Sharika, she said, where's Al? I have not heard him today. So we wanted you to call in. We are talking about sisterhood, motherhood, all of the above, but specifically friendships and why people go behind their friends back after they end a friendship and tell their business.
Well, that's because they want to be that friend. See, everybody can't be that unique personality that you are. So sometimes they have to feed off your ego, yes. Or sometimes they have to go behind your back because they really want to be you, but they don't have what it takes to make the cut. So you might have those who might just catch an attitude with you for no reason, or if they get in a relationship, all of a sudden they put you on the back burner. They don't want you around because really the person whoever they with going to be looking at you. So they always probably bring the jump downs around. So remember this. They only brag to people that they feel that's beneath them, because if they bring you around, they feel you would take their shine.
Yes.
You're not taking their shine. You're just being who you are. So I just say that to you ladies, and don't sell yourself short. Because tell them, if I was going to be with him, do you think he'd be with you? So they can't accuse you of nothing that you don't want to do, because you don't do the help and you don't take nothing that second. You get yours first off the top, because it's lonely on the bottom.
Mm. Yes. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, Al, for tapping in with us. We got to go to break. When we come back, we are going to talk to Cece and Kendall on a little bit of their background. And we have a scenario, right? We're starting with girl code. Your friend tells you everything her man did while she's mad. 2 days later, they are back posting in matching pajamas. What are you supposed to do with that information? I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.